you don't just want financial advice. You want to build skills, discover tips, hacks, and strategies to help master your finances in easy, bite-sized pieces. This is 30 Minute Money. And here's your host, certified financial planner, Steve Wershing.
Welcome back to 30 Minute Money. I'm Scott Fitzgerald at RockVox Recording and Production. And with me is Steve Wershing from Focused Wealth Advisors.
Hey, Scott.
How you doing?
Good to see you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We're going to talk about conversions.
We're talking about conversions. We're a big fan of conversions.
This is something that I've heard you say many, many times over the years in this podcast. And so I'm very interested because thanks to you, I did actually finally get off my tuchus and started a Roth IRA.
Woohoo!
So
excellent.
Yeah. So I'm interested. Don't overconvert.
Don't overconvert. Don't take it. You can take any good thing and do too much of it. So don't do too much of this.
Right.
And I bring this up because this came out of a conversation that I had with somebody who was, talking about potentially becoming a client. And he had, thought about a strategy about, seeing how fast he could convert all of his retirement plans to Roth IRAs. And if you read the literature, if you see the articles and stuff, you might think that's a good idea. But it's actually not a way to optimize. So you don't want to convert everything. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. So, and there are a couple of reasons why you don't want to convert too much or too fast. In this case, I was talking with somebody who was in the 24% tax bracket. Let's go back to the reason why we do this. The whole rationale is, you want to pay tax when you're in a low bracket and defer to or avoid tax to the extent that you can when you're in a high bracket. And when I started in this business, when the earth was hot and flat and dinosaurs roamed freely, generally when people were paying a higher tax rate when they were working and when they retired, they would go into a lower bracket. And so we all said, defer, make IRA contributions, put money in your 401k. And we got so used to saying that we kind of forgot why we were doing it. And now things are a little bit different. And there's a pretty good chance you could be in a higher tax bracket in retirement than you were when you were working. And if that's the case, you don't want to defer. You want to pay tax now. But in this case, we're talking about somebody who was in a relatively higher tax bracket. And when he retired, which is only a few years away, he was going to drop precipitously into a much lower bracket. So the first thing is, we don't want to get carried away. I say in my webinars and my seminars that, my second favorite tax bracket is the 24% tax bracket because it's going away. When the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunsets, no more 24% tax bracket.
And then you say the 12 is also going away?
Yeah, 12 is becoming 15 and the 22 is becoming 25. And,
I gotcha.
So they're all going up. So I like the 24% tax bracket and I think that we should use it, but it's case specific. So in this case, he's in the 24% tax bracket now, but there's a pretty good chance in 3 or 4 years, he's going to be in the 12% tax bracket. So let's not do a conversion because it's better to wait and pay tax at half the rate than to pay it at twice the rate today. So that's why we wouldn't, we don't necessarily want to convert if you're in a high bracket. So the question is, how long are you going to be in the high bracket? If you're going to be in a lower bracket later, then you may still want to convert, but convert a little bit farther along. But then we get to the conversation about, his strategy was to convert everything. And, reading some of the articles, it would seem like that would make sense. But I try to get people into a balance. You want to balance your savings across those three tax buckets, taxable accounts, tax-deferred accounts, tax-free accounts. And if you have a nice balance between those things, then you can do a lot to manage your taxes. Now, if you have money in deferred accounts, then yes, when you get to be 73 or 75, depending on what year you were born in, the government's going to force you to take money out of those. It's called required minimum distributions. And one of the big reasons that people convert into Roths is not just to get tax-free income later, but to avoid those required minimum distributions. But there's something, there's a resource, there's a benefit that we have that we're forgetting if you do that, and that is the standard deduction. So, against your income, you get to deduct things before it's taxable. And if you don't have a lot that you can itemize, you can, and what most people do is they just take the standard deduction. Well, in my view of the perfect world, your required minimum distributions would equal your standard deduction, because if whatever, you know, if it's covered by the standard deduction, they wipe each other out. And how much tax have you paid on that? You pay zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Right? So it's an opportunity to take some money out of those accounts at a zero rate, which is even better than a 10 or a 12% rate. So it's okay to leave some money in tax deferred accounts. Because if you, like if in his case, if he converted now, he'd be paying 24% on the conversion. If he waited until retirement, he'd be paying 12% on the conversion. To whatever extent he would take money out of those, whether he's forced to or not, under the standard deduction, he'd pay 0% on those distributions. So you don't necessarily have to go all the way.
Now, I have a feeling that you're going to say something like, but this doesn't work for everyone.
Ah, well, funny you should bring that up, but it doesn't work. Obviously, it's case specific.
Yeah.
It depends on what bracket you're in now, what bracket you're going to be in later. You know, it depends on where your income is coming from. I mean, there's a big difference between making, you know, $100,000 in CD interest versus making $100,000 in dividends, right? They're taxed at different rates. So it is very specific. You need to look at your own situation. What I'm suggesting, though, is that if your goal is to convert all of your tax-deferred accounts into tax-free accounts, well, we might take a little more nuanced approach. We might not necessarily, because you don't have to convert everything to get the optimal tax outcome. You know, you can convert down to a certain point, and then each year, just like, you know, active tax management, I like to say it a lot, you know, active tax management is like vitamins and exercise. It works best if you do a little bit at a time for a long period of time. You know, you look at each year and see which kinds of accounts should you be pulling money out of, because you may be able to pull some money out of something and pay 0% income tax, and you may even be able to sell some things at a profit and pay 0% capital gains. It all depends on what that particular year looks like.
Your retirement is at risk, not from the stock market, not from inflation. Taxes are putting your retirement at risk. I'm certified financial planner Steve Wershing, and I specialize in helping people create low tax retirements. Unmanaged taxes can take 30, 40, even 50% of your retirement income. Learn how to defend yourself against excess taxation. Our complimentary webinar will cover all the principles you need to know to protect your money for you and your family and keep it away from the government. This free webinar will cover how taxes are different in retirement, the taxes you pay in retirement that you don't have to pay during your working life, how to move savings into a tax-free environment, the widow's tax, the Secure Act 2.0, and what they mean to you. The webinar is free, but you have to register to save your spot. So go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/webinars and find out more and sign up right there. Even if you're not planning to retire for the next 5 or 10 years, this information will be critical for you. The longer you have to put the strategies into effect, the more you can accomplish. That's focusedwealthadvisors.com/webinars to find out more and to sign up today.
Well, like you said, doesn't work for everybody. All the situations are different, and don't overconvert.
Yes,
yeah. Basically,
and
what you're saying.
Yeah, and not only does it work differently for different people, it works differently for the same people in different years.
Oh, yeah. Because that's something that when you first told me about the Roth IRA and the difference between them and the tax bucket and the tax free and stuff like that, I was like, well, why can't you just take them all and make them in the tax free one or the tax? Yeah, this is why.
There are a lot of parts in this machine.
A lot of parts. So what's your 30-minute action item?
30-minute action is, what is your balance across those three tax buckets?
Thanks again for listening and watching to 30 Minute Money, 30minute.money. You can find us on all the platforms. Like, share, subscribe, and get in touch with Steve Wershing at focusedwealthadvisors.com. We'll catch you next time on 30 Minute Money.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts
or like the Stephen Wersing CFP Facebook page, and feel free to leave us a suggestion for what topics you would like to hear discussed on the show. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Focus Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are separate entities. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.